Last night, KUOW invited local Republicans to Bellevue. We wanted to find out what it means to be a Republican in this election year. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel was there and has this report.
Sharon Chaddock lives in Bellevue. She doesn't bring up her conservative political views except with close friends because she doesn't find non-conservatives very receptive and she doesn't want to get her car keyed. But she came out Thursday night to hear what other Republicans in the region are thinking. And she still has questions for political candidates.
How they're going to keep this country safe? How they're going to save the economy?
Chaddock says if Donald Trump's answers to these questions can be believed, she's on board.
He's outrageous and rough around the edges, and he wouldn't have been my guy, but he says a lot of things that would cause me to vote for him.
Others said they feel driven away from the Republican Party because they see Trump's statements as so hostile to ethnic groups. Former Attorney General Rob McKenna said he's not voting for Trump or any other presidential candidate this year. But he doesn't think Trump's candidacy will be the end of the Republican Party. McKenna said he believes Trump won't win, and the party will respond by embracing younger and more diverse candidates like Marco Rubio.
I mean, the party is a big organism because people more than anything want to win, because what's the fun in it if you never get to actually do anything because you're in the minority? And so the parties make adjustments over time.
But U.S. Senate candidate Chris Vance said he believes Trump's success as a candidate could signal more far-reaching trends of nativism and isolationism among voters. He said these tendencies have already damaged the party's appeal in California.
Because California is one of the most ethnically diverse places in the United States, and we've completely alienated not only African Americans, but Hispanic Americans, to the point where we don't have a candidate running in the United States Senate. An open seat race in the United States Senate, and we couldn't get a candidate in the top two.
Vance says he will not vote for Trump, but KVI morning host John Carlson told the audience he will. Carlson said he agrees with Trump's proposals on four key issues: U.S. Supreme Court nominees, repealing Obamacare, cutting taxes, and immigration.
On immigration, quite frankly, I think he is right about illegal immigration and about opposing amnesty, and frankly, yes, about building a wall. I tell you what, if we're not going to build a wall, why don't we just take down what we have in place now? Because what we have in place now, oftentimes for hundreds of miles, is a joke.
Seattle resident Danielle Hayden came to Thursday's event seeking like-minded political moderates. She says Trump's brashness has been appealing, but she's probably not going to vote for him in November.
It's a hothead, which initially was refreshing because he wasn't, sticking to a script per se, but I think that is also quite dangerous, and there has to be a sense of decency and decorum with foreign relations.
Hayden says being African American and living in Seattle can make it more isolating to hold any conservative views. She joined a group called Right Northwest Chicks to compensate, but she says even attending their meetings requires a commute to the East Side. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.